Last week, a handful of middle school-age students opted to pause their summer break for a few days of school, although they swapped out textbooks and classrooms for sketchbooks and mountain views. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
After an early morning hike, the group of 10 students begin making pancakes at a cabin up Big Cottonwood Canyon, which serves as their home base for the week.
Okay, I think it's going to need a lot. Well, not a lot.
Seventh grader Eliza Griffith shows me her sketchbook. It's filled with drawings. Each one comes with a story.
And then we went to this bird exhibit, and outside there were a whole bunch of these bird nests.
Eliza only mentions her sketches as an afterthought. She's much more excited about the things she's seen this week. The group has been all over Salt Lake County.
We also went to Red Butte Garden, and they have this desert exhibit where there's a whole bunch of...
When you make a drawing of a place, you sit down, you think, kind of meditate, and just take your time to experience things around you.
Priscilla Stewart is an art teacher at a charter school in Draper. And that moment she's talking about, when she observes students sitting in silence, drawing, meditating, and taking in their surroundings, that's the inspiration for what she's calling Mountain Art School, a grant-funded project in connection to a master's degree Stewart is finishing up.
The first time we were driving up the canyon, they just asked so many questions about the canyons, about the rocks, about the animals, and you definitely would not get that in a classroom environment.
Stewart has inserted art history lessons throughout the week, and the group was visited by an environmental biologist who discussed the effects of climate change. But Stewart's favorite moment so far was one where she learned something. The group had driven to the Great Salt Lake to visit the Spiral Jetty, but when the kids jumped out of the car, they only acknowledged the art installation for a brief moment, and then ran straight into the water to see how deep it was.
The Spiral Jetty is a great work of art, but just to see that they're kids and that they want to experience things.
Getting out of the way and letting students have authentic learning experiences. That's a goal often difficult for classroom teachers to achieve, which is why Stewart took the classroom out of the equation and lets her students lead the way. Lee Hale, KUER News.